The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today, because we've got an exciting show for you and you only. So listen up, folks. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. And remember, we are the fanatic organics at Alive and Well. None of the poisons, none of the chemicals, none of the miseries like that. We are fanatic organics, and we are there for you. All the wonderful products, all the wonderful formulations, terrific prices, herbals, you name it. It's there at Alive and Well, and hand in hand with the glorious, amazing organic broth, Cafe Alive and Well. Remember what we've said before? I know it's repetitious, but you got to learn the point that broth is broad spectrum broth. It's all kinds of wonderful. It could be the soups, it could be the salads, it could be all the different foods that we have there, and they are organic and they are amazing. And we have that at the Broth Cafe for you. And we have to just every single day I think about this, because every day the representative from the local organic Maui farmers, we get all the organic produce brought in every single day, and high concentration juices made of all of those vegetables in a high concentration juicer, only in glass, no plastic, and all the different vegetables used in all of our many recipes. I cannot leave the topic without saying, whatever your particular choice, vegan, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, you want wild fish, you want organic meats or chickens, anything, all of those choices are there for you. And you are not eliminated in any conceivable way. And organic, fanatic organics.
Very well said.
Well, I'm really passionate about it, especially all the news is coming out, supporting out everything that we have said, Dennis, everything.
And
you
it's
and
a delicious mouthful of information.
That's right. Well, it makes me very, okay. I start salivating all
I
over
know
the mic.
You do.
Gary gets upset because when I speak about the wonderful recipes at the Broth Cafe, mm-hmm. I start salivating all over the microphone. You know, so Gary gets a little upset.
I try not
to
look.
Clean it up.
I try not to be. Be a part of that. Yeah. But I now I know why you always ask me to bring that bath towel with us.
Yes, that's
yes,
right.
Okay.
Let's sop it up, kids.
There
sop it up.
Well, thank you for tuning in, folks. We're happy to be here, and you're happy to be here. And we're going to dispense some incredible information for you this morning. So hang in there, kids.
And let's remember, too, that Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be doctors. Don't put people on medications or take them off medications, doctor's area. But we love to give you incredible information about what doctors, holistic or otherwise, have learned about nutrients in clinical trials, and we want to give you the information. We cannot start this show without, you know, a very famous quote. I guess it puts me back to how old I really am. But I guess a great hero to us when I was a kid, and he should always be a hero, was Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison,
yeah.
Discoverer of light, electricity,
yeah.
All of that, responsible for all of that. Thomas Edison, I don't know how many centuries ago, but it was quite a while. Do you want to hear his famous quote?
I'm the edge of my chair. I'm
this
waiting.
Is, you
I'm
have
waiting.
To listen. Everybody has to listen. Thomas Edison, okay? This is what he said. The doctor of the future will no longer treat the human frame with drugs, but rather will cure and prevent disease with nutrition. Thomas Edison.
Good old Tommy.
Now, he was not only a master of the light bulb. That light bulb was in the spirit and in our bodies and everything else. That is a great light. Nutrition. Okay?
And he passed that light on to us and to anybody else who
wants. All lights, always.
And anybody else who wants to really look at what life is all about, it starts with nutrition.
That's
feeding
right.
your body, feeding your brain and your heart and your every cell in your body. You don't feed it with mass-produced chemicals and food colorings and preservatives and trash. Which reminds me, I just saw this morning, as I was just before we left, Fauci, Mr. Fauci. I wouldn't call him doctor, but he's whatever his nomenclature is.
Yes, and in French they call it faux pas, which means falsity.
Aptly put, okay?
Yeah, well, French is always good.
Because Fauci now says, the vaccines do cause myocarditis. Yeah. How many thousands of people died of myocarditis?
Inflammation of the heart muscle.
Right.
That's right.
So, and he said, but it isn't that severe. If you had COVID, you'd die more of myocarditis than if you took the drug. Double talk, more lying and cheating, and more. Obfuscation.
That's
just
right.
What it's all
That's
about.
That's just terrible. And more things that came out right away in the this is on the news. We saw it on the news channel. I'm not making this up. Okay. And they were saying on the news that half of the payment of the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, is from the drug industry.
More than half.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
And they said, big food gets richer while we get sicker. Big food is the term for all the garbage snacks and all the garbage things
for
that they
sure.
serve and push. And the majority of Americans, they say, are now obese. And this was all on the TV news. And then they, of course, went on again with ultra-processed food is poisoning our kids. They've been saying this repeatedly. And RFK Jr. and Michael Hayden, a forensic pathologist, were reporting that.
What is the magic the food producers create? They create something they call food, but it's devitalized. It is 90% less nutritious, less nutrients in every bite you take of the processed food industry.
That's right.
But it's loaded with food colorings, it's loaded with flavorings, it's loaded with texturizers, it's loaded with pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides. All of that you get with big food. Folks, perhaps you're aware of this, and maybe I'm beating the drum too loud and too long, but you've got to get organic food, unprocessed food. Try to get it from a local farmer. But when you do that, ask the farmer at the farmer's market, is this raised organically? Do you really adhere to the organic principles of recreative farming?
That's
do you use nitrogen as fertilizer in your soil, or do you use compost to rebuild and restore, renew what soil is all about?
Yes. And you know, a very famous doctor, he's on every day on the news. He's on every day as part of news channels and everything.
Who are we talking about?
Dr. Mark Siegel.
Oh, yeah.
And he was the leader that was out there speaking about nutrients, even though he isn't, you know, necessarily in that particular vein. He was just talking about the reports. He was the one speaking about nutrients, like the NAC and the quercetin and vitamin C and D3 to fight COVID. He was saying, build up your immune system. That's what you need to do.
And do you know something? Let me before you give me this report. I've seen Siegel on television many times.
Every day.
He's always a go-to authority to whatever the news story is.
That's
okay,
right.
But he always talks about drugs. He always talks drug this, drug that, and this time he came out with something startling for him.
He started out with the COVID, and then he came on again and said. And Dr. Mark Siegel is the NYU professor of medicine, all right? And he said, be healthy, lose weight, remove chemicals, additives, and processed foods. Remove chemicals, additives. And he says, 4 trillion, this is his quote, 4 trillion have been spent on health because of these toxins in our foods.
4 trillion to correct health conditions.
Yes, on our health,
okay.
Because learn from our mistakes, he says, or we are bound to repeat them. Make America healthy again. What have we been saying?
Oh, baby.
Was he quoting us? Make America healthy again?
For 50 years we've been doing
definitely
this.
We have been saying that.
Okay.
And I want you to read this relative to this, Dennis. And this was important data about our brains and also our food consumption and everything else. Read the whole thing, all for you.
You remember brains.
I remember brains. I have a little bit of memory of that.
That little 2.5-pound piece of meat between your ears, that's called
right.
a brain.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Well, this is how you kind of maintain the brain, okay? This is quite an issue. Word for word, folks, here it comes. Data from a 2009-2010 survey of over 9,000 people in the United States found ultra-processed foods make up 60% of our calorie consumption and over 90% of our added sugar intake. This trend is international and affects all age demographics. For example, in 2024, analysis of toddlers in the United Kingdom, published in the European Journal of Nutrition, it was found that ultra-processed foods made up 47% of calorie intake at 21 months of age. Good God. A number that increased to nearly 60% by age 7. And these trends are also on the rise. Comparing data from 1999 to 2018 in the United States for youth and energy intake from ultra-processed foods rose from 61% to 67%. What brain conditions are linked to consumption of ultra-processed foods? Eating more ultra-processed foods has been deemed a key risk factor for the development of a host of brain-specific issues. For example, they say, a May 2024 publication entitled Associations Between Ultra-Processed Food Consumption and Adverse Brain Health Outcomes.
Adverse is negative, down the toilet. Your brain going down the toilet.
Is it ever?
Go.
And this was in the Journal of Neurology.
That's a medical journal, neurology, okay?
And they found that higher consumption of ultra-processed foods correlated with higher risk of cognitive impairment.
That's brain death. Okay, in case people,
cognitive impairment and stroke.
Oh, yes.
While that's when the brain goes, boop. While people eating the opposite, a diet low in ultra-processed foods, were at a lower risk for each of these outcomes. In a cohort study published in the Journal of the Journal of the American Medical Association,
Medical
Neurology,
mm-hmm.
in 2023, it was found that people eating more ultra-processed foods have a 28% faster rate of cognitive decline. Goodbye, brain.
Goodbye, your brain, okay. eating those foods. Eat promotion for every commercial on TV, just
28% faster rate of cognitive decline as they aged, and a 25% faster rate of loss of higher level learning and thinking.
Can you believe
Good
this?
God.
Can you believe this?
But that's okay, because the food industry is the food industry, and the food industry and the drug industry own the FDA
that's
and
right.
the Department of Health.
That's right.
And thank God Kennedy is coming and going to clean this up.
That's right. And all those commercials for these kinds of foods are on practically every TV commercial.
Oh, everybody.
Except for the drugs that they promote.
Yeah. Going on. In addition to more rapid cognitive decline and stroke and overt dementia, eating more ultra-processed foods negatively impacts the mood. 2024 systematic review looked at nearly 16,000 people for roughly 1.5 years and found that every 10% increase in ultra-processed foods was linked to a 10% increase in depression symptoms.
Every 10%, so it goes
Good
up
God.
And up and up the more you
how
consume.
Many, how many people are taking
more you consume.
How many people are on drugs for antidepressant?
All kinds. And then they
eat all the crap.
And they get all the chronic tremors, and then they are on other drugs and other drugs and other drugs.
They also found that those with the highest versus the lowest exposure to ultra-processed foods were at a 32% increased risk for having depressive symptoms.
Amazing.
That's all between your ears, folks.
That's right. All the lies that they promote, all the lies to get for their money, and the garbage that they promote on all the commercials. And then when you know, at any point of the year, whenever there are holidays, you even get not only just cooking channels, but all the commercials on all the different shows, all the promotion of garbage food.
That's it.
And, you know, another real lie that we just have to get into today. And it's very, very important because the victims are mass. And Dr. McCullough reporting this right in September 2024. Why is low blood cholesterol associated with increased late life mortality? That means death. And here is this is all based on the clinical trials, and this is the abbreviation. Low cholesterol levels are associated with increased mortality, that's death risk in older adults, challenging the lower is better paradigm. Cholesterol plays crucial roles, that means tremendously important roles, in cell membrane structure, production of hormones, vitamin D3 synthesis, and nerve function.
And brain function.
That's right. Adequate levels of cholesterol are essential for optimal health, especially in older individuals.
Repeat that.
Okay. Adequate levels of cholesterol are essential for optimal health, especially in older individuals.
Get that.
This is according to all clinical trials quoted here.
And all the cardiologists say you've got to take anti-cholesterol drugs or you're going to die, right?
Right.
So in the process of taking the cholesterol drugs, you lose muscle tone.
Yeah, and
you lose mental function.
Beyond
you
belief.
The heart is a muscle.
That's right.
It needs cholesterol.
And here it goes on to say low cholesterol, listen, is linked to higher diabetes risk in older adults.
Yep.
Remember, even the statin drugs have that as a black box.
That's
warning,
right.
That it causes diabetes. Both very low and very high levels increase risk, with the lowest risk occurring at moderate levels. Maintaining adequate cholesterol levels is important for brain health, particularly the clinical trials in postmenopausal women. Low levels of cholesterol disrupt lipid rafts and myelin, production of myelin, that's the nerve conduction.
Myelin sheath, protective
coating
on every nerve.
Affecting cognitive function. Recent research shows a relationship between low cholesterol, you have to hear this right now. Recent research, that's medical research, indicates a relationship between low cholesterol and increased risk of blood cancers.
Oh, God almighty.
Cholesterol has protective effects on immune function and regulation of cancer cell growth proliferation, okay? And then he goes on and on and on. And the thing here is extremely important. And the research, and he quotes the thing, frontiers in endocrinology, low cholesterol, everything. The risk of death for older people was off the charts with the low cholesterol. Quotes all the clinical trials. And, okay, would you please read this part and then give it back to me, why low cholesterol is harmful late in life?
Mamma mia.
Right.
Word for word, folks, just like the doctor wrote it. Cholesterol, often misunderstood as merely harmful, plays several crucial roles in maintaining body functions. The waxy substance serves as a fundamental building block for cell membranes, providing structural integrity and fluidity. It acts as a precursor for various essential hormones.
Precursor means a builder, necessary to build. Go ahead.
And is vital in the production of vitamin D when your skin is exposed to sunlight, contributing to bone health and immune function. In your digestive system, cholesterol aids in the formation of bile acids, which are necessary for the absorption of fats and fat-soluble vitamins.
Right.
Further, cholesterol is integral to myelin sheath formation. Myelin sheath, my God.
That's right. All the demyelinating diseases, Parkinson's,
everyone,
Huntington's, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, all of those nerve shakings and impossible lack of muscular control, all of that.
And it also enhances the nerve signal transmission throughout your body. A balanced amount of cholesterol is indispensable for optimal health and plays a protective role as you age. Let me just stop right here.
Yes, go right ahead.
Holistic physicians have found that taking cholesterol drugs for 5 or 10 or 20 years extends your lifespan 3 to 4 days.
That's right.
It's 3 to 4 days.
But kills you in a whole host of other ways.
In a host of other ways. Let me finish the article.
Go ahead.
As for why low cholesterol increases risk of all-cause mortality in older adults, low total cholesterol levels compromise cell function, and in compromise cell function, they destroy the whole creation of new cellular activity.
That's exactly right.
And increase your vulnerability to infections and other health problems. Additionally, cholesterol helps regulate inflammatory markers in your body. And what is the major source of all disease, the major creator of all disease? Chronic inflammation.
Yes, okay. Definitely. Go ahead.
And going on.
Yes.
Okay. With lower total cholesterol levels, you will experience enhanced inflammation, which is associated with so many age-related diseases.
Right, and I wanted to make sure that we understand something that's critically important here, critically important that the doctor said. And just like they have the black box warning on the statin drugs, that it causes diabetes, okay, obesity, diabetes, and blood sugar, low cholesterol linked to increased diabetes risk, say the doctors. And this is a study of 3.26 million adults. Are we hearing this? Age 65 and older has revealed the importance of properly optimizing cholesterol. Low cholesterol levels are associated with a higher risk of diabetes. And then they quote, so it's going to cause diabetes, okay?
And it destroys your brain.
That's what I wanted you to read that right now. The protective role of cholesterol in brain health, okay? All right? Would you read that, please?
Here we go, folks. Maintaining adequate cholesterol levels, the doctor says, is crucial for your brain health, especially as you age. Cholesterol plays a vital role in the production and maintenance of cell membranes in your brain and is essential for the formation of lipid rafts, specialized regions in cell membranes that are crucial for synaptic function and plasticity. These processes are fundamental for learning and for memory. When your cholesterol levels are too low, it disrupts those lipid rafts, potentially affecting your memory, consolidation, and cognitive function.
Unbelievable.
Brain function goes poof.
That's right.
Additionally, cholesterol is necessary for myelin production. Again, the myelin, the protective sheath around the nerve fibers that enables efficient signal transmission to your brain. Low cholesterol levels interfere with the repair and regeneration of myelin.
That's right.
Leading to impaired information processing and potentially contributing to cognitive decline.
The myelin sheath is the connection between each one of the cells. It gets the messages from one cell to the next. It conducts those messages.
And remember, folks, cells are invisible to the human eye.
That's
unless
right.
It's under a microscope.
Yes.
That's how infinitesimal, tiny we are. Mm-hmm. Cellular function is dependent upon many, many different nutrients, and cholesterol is one of them.
That's right. Okay? And the statin drugs are the disaster of the century. There are many others, but we got here top doctors talking about that right now. Even cancer is another one that they're showing the connection with blood cancer.
Let me finish the article.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The low cholesterol levels interfere with repair and regeneration of myelin,
right,
leading to impaired information processing and potentially contributing to cognitive decline. Further research indicates that women have a higher lifetime risk of developing Alzheimer's disease compared to men, and cholesterol levels play a role in that difference.
That's
good
right.
God.
That's right.
It's just going on. Okay.
This the lies that have been perpetrated upon our whole society, on all of us,
by the drug companies, in collusion with the FDA. Okay.
You got to stop this.
The FDA is owned by the drug companies.
That's right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Institutes of Health. All these things are overly influenced and controlled by the drug industry. Going on with the article. The study focused specifically on postmenopausal women, finding that those with total cholesterol levels below 153 milligrams per deciliter had a higher, significantly higher risk of developing dementia. Even women with cholesterol levels above 201 milligrams per deciliter had a definite reduced risk of developing dementia compared to those with the lowest levels.
So see how the lies have been perpetrated medically because of these drugs and what they do? And then there's even that reference there, and I want to get into this thing about the statin drugs, about cancer.
Yeah.
Go right
okay.
ahead.
The doctor says this shows that maintaining adequate cholesterol levels can be particularly important for cognitive health in postmenopausal women. The researchers explain several reasons why low cholesterol may increase dementia risk in the population. Here are the several reasons. In neurons, lipid rafts are believed to be involved in synaptic function and plasticity.
Lipid is fat. Lipid is fat. I just wanted people to understand right. the meaning of that word. Go ahead.
Involvement of plasticity, which are essential for learning and memory processes. Low cholesterol caused by drugs or toxins may disrupt lipid rafts, subsequently affecting memory consolidation and cognitive function, and finally resulting in dementia. That's one of the advantages of taking cholesterol drugs. You can get, not only do you only extend your life 3 or 4 days after using them for 5 years, but you'd also have the wonderful opportunity of becoming demented, okay? Link between low cholesterol and blood cancer is revealed.
Right, so even that, there's so many different things, and I want to make sure to get in this information here that top doctors have said about the statin disaster.
Go ahead. I'll finish this later.
Okay. Statin, this is, I have to applaud Dr. David Brownstein, MD, for writing about the statin disaster in his book. And also Philip W. Blair, MD, supporting this and writing this. And here's what they're saying here. Okay. Statins, that's the cholesterol drugs, and adverse drug reactions. And here, okay. And, okay, statins are associated with a wide range, says the doctor, of adverse negative reactions. This could be predicted if one knows that cholesterol is such an important molecule for each and every cell in the body. In fact, every organ system could be predicted to be adverse, badly impacted by a statin medication. Any percentage increase in adverse side effects reported is referred to as risk numbers, okay? And then they go on to say, we could talk all day. It's kind of hard to get all of these things are adverse effects of statin drugs. ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, aneurysms, atrial fibrillation, autoimmune illness, Bell's palsy, breast cancer, cataracts, CoQ10 depletion, which is critical for function, dementia.
Statin drugs deplete, knock out cardio Q10.
That's right, which is essential for the heart to beat.
Cardio Q10 is essential for the heart and the brain, particularly in recreating mitochondria, okay. New energy-producing mitochondria.
And the doctor goes on to list the report, all the crucial reported side effects because of these statin drugs. Dementia, depression, diabetes, Guillain-Barré, the uncontrollable muscle movements, which can be permanent, heart failure, hepatic dysfunction, liver failure, hepatitis B reactive, inflammation, and hypertension, infections, inflammatory myopathies, irritability, aggression, kidney damage, liver pathology, lupus, macular degeneration, the leading cause of blindness. Is caused by statin drugs, memory loss, myalgia, terrible pain throughout the body, myopathy, neuropathy, difficulty walking, pancreatitis, Parkinson's, peripheral neuropathy. Many people come in reporting that. The destruction of the nerves in the hands and the feet and the terrible pain on the statin drugs. Prostate cancer, rhabdomyolysis, renal failure, rippling muscle disease, sexual dysfunction, skin cancer, serotonin receptor depletion, sperm dysfunction, sleep difficulties, testosterone deficiency, thyroid disorders, and weight gain. Are we talking here? Okay, that's just a partial list of all that he has to say. And they go on, the doctors go on to say that depletion of coenzyme Q10, it is produced, the highest concentration of CoQ10 occurs in the muscles, particularly the heart muscle. The cardioQ10 is needed to produce ATP, the energy storage molecule. 90% of the body's, over it says, energy is produced using cardioQ10 as a cofactor proven in medical studies. Right. 90% of the body's energy.
There you go.
Any process, say the doctors, which results in a depletion of cardioQ10 will result in energy and all loss in all muscle tissues and muscle aches and pains. Could you read this?
Well, wait a minute. Let me just explain what goes on, okay? As I mentioned before, and I've mentioned other shows as well, in every conversation I mention this as well, it's the mitochondria. The mitochondria are little microscopic pieces of poof. It's not as big as a dot on a piece of paper. But those mitochondria, invisible as they are to the naked eye, in every heart muscle contains, in the muscle of the heart, every cell, every microscopic invisible cell contains 5,000 invisible mitochondria. That's an astounding discovery in my mind, okay? Because those 5,000 invisible pieces of poof create the energy for that one invisible cell. And you put all those invisible cells together, put them all into a mass, into one piece of meat. It's called a heart. Weighs about 8.5 ounces. 8.5 ounces. But those microscopic pieces of mitochondria, which are fed by cardioQ10 and depleted by the statin drugs, those mitochondria in a healthy heart produce heartbeats of 100,000 beats per day.
That's just what they say.
And that little muscle, that little 8.5 or 9 ounce piece of meat, pumps 2,000 gallons of blood every day throughout your entire anatomy.
That's right.
Every second the thing is going off. Right. Okay? Pumping. And it's delivering all the nutrients to all the cells in your entire anatomy.
And the doctors go on
and
to say...
And the cholesterol drugs deplete the mitochondria.
That's just what they're saying here with muscle damage, cardioQ10, and the statins. There are many more, says the doctor, muscle adverse effects that occur with statins. During 10-year span that they were studying, 44,838 reports to the FDA of muscle complaints caused by statins, including pain, stiffness, weakness, cramps, fatigue, and myalgia, pains of all, and musculoskeletal stiffness and tightness, many thousand reports, muscle cramps, thousands, myalgia, all of these different things. And they just what they said with you, Dan, that you were just saying, the heart is the largest muscle in the body. It has the largest concentration of the cardioQ10 in the body. And they are reporting that during just a few years in this country, there were 40,476 cases of heart issues related to statins reported.
Yep.
19,831 heart attacks and 13,000 heart failure adverse events because of the statins. None of these should be surprising, say the doctors, once you understand that cardioQ10, which is inhibited by statins, is absolutely necessary for heart muscle functioning. In fact, congestive heart failure is increasing at epidemic rates. Says the doctor, I have no doubt that it is increasing because of the widespread use of statins. What were you going to say, dear?
I was going to say that heart disease is the leading cause of death in America. And heart disease is the leading subject of medical attention in America. And the medical attention they give for heart disease is statin drugs and blood pressure drugs, and other exotic, and other exotic pharmaceuticals which help to reduce symptoms of pain or irregularity of the heart muscle. But by feeding, they don't improve the heart muscle. They reduce symptoms. And still 800,000 people a year die under a doctor's supervision of heart therapy. Heart therapy, 800,000 deaths. where other holistic physicians say, don't drug the heart. Don't drug the brain. Feed the heart. Feed the brain. And how do you do that? Starting with Cardio CoQ10.
That's right.
And that's a unique product that we have at Alive and Well.
Right.
I'm not a doctor. I can't make claims, but holistic physicians all make claims, saying this strengthens the mitochondria in every cell in your heart, in every cell in your brain, in every cell in your biceps, triceps, wherever. Every cell in your body is enhanced with increased mitochondrial energy, which gives what? You, the accumulation of all that cellular energy, you have more energy. You have more vitality. You can think more clearly. Your heart pumps beautifully. And keep in mind, after 5 years of statin drug therapies, it extends your life maybe 3 days.
And
three
here they
days,
go. Right.
But you go through all the symptoms before you finally pass off.
And here the doctors report in this thing, congestive heart failure and there occurs when the heart muscle weakens. As a result of weakened heart muscle, the heart cannot pump enough blood and oxygen to the organs and tissues of the body. As congestive heart failure worsens, fluid builds up in the lungs and extremities. Unfortunately, say the doctors, CHF, congestive heart failure, is common. It is the third most common cause of cardiovascular disease in the U.S., backed up by clinical trials. Approximately, say the doctors, and they back it up with all the clinical trials, 5.1 million people in the U.S. have congestive heart failure. Did you hear that? It is estimated, say the doctors, that 1 in 9 deaths in the U.S. are related to CHF, okay? They go on to say right here about the most cause of CHF. Can you read that, please?
Congestive heart disease.
Read.
Here we go, folks. The most overlooked cause of congestive heart failure is statin drug use, resulting in cardio-Q10 deficiency. We've been talking about that for 5 minutes, and here's the summation. Clinical medical studies of cardio-Q10 and congestive heart failure date back over 35 years. As previously stated, cardio-Q10 is primarily found in the mitochondria in muscle tissue. The highest concentration of cardio-Q10 in the body is in the heart, the largest muscle in the body. Studies have shown that plasma cardio-Q10 concentration was an independent predictor of mortality in patients with congestive heart failure. That is, the lack of cardio-Q10 concentration was an independent predictor of mortality in patients with congestive heart disease. Again, folks, that's what holistic physicians say. Every one of them talks about this.
Right, and they even have that as a side effect written on it, okay?
Yes.
Written on the drug.
And every drug company says, no, 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 no. Yeah, you want to take cardio-Q10. Go ahead. Yeah, it makes you feel better. You think you're better. But you got to really take these drugs. You got to take the drugs, or you're going to die.
That's a lie.
Well, you take the drugs, and you
do die. That's right.
It's just that black and white. It's just that simple. You feed the muscle. You feed the brain. You feed the cells in your body with nutrients. You don't drug them down. When you take too many depressants, antidepressant drugs, what do you get? Depression.
Right. Now, and they even go on about, which are the black box warning on those statin drugs, the adverse drug reactions, say the doctors write on there, shot the diabetes off the roof and says it causes diabetes.
Right, right.
It causes weight gain and acute kidney, and then they don't leave the subject without saying that the statin drugs cause acute kidney failure. Okay? Acute kidney failure. And severe, it's the leading cause of severe liver problems, all of that. And association, and then they quote the medical trials, 300% increase in cancer. Are we hearing? Human statin studies have found 300% between statin use and the development of cancer of the skin. Other study found that the number of cancers deaths was 300% higher in all statin-treated patients, all forms of cancer.
And let me just supplement what you just said, okay? Here's the article by physicians.
Yes.
Says the link between low cholesterol and blood cancer unveiled. Recent research from the United Kingdom Biobank study has also uncovered an unexpected relationship between low cholesterol levels and an increased risk of plasma cell neoplasms, including multiple myeloma. Turning the page. The large-scale study followed over 500,000 participants for 14 years, revealing that individuals with lower levels of total cholesterol, LDL, high-density lipoprotein, and apolipoproteins had a higher likelihood of developing blood cancers. While the exact mechanisms are not fully understood, the research points to the complex role of cholesterol in cellular health and immune function. And see, if you don't get enough cholesterol in your diet, your body creates cholesterol.
Right.
Because it's a vital, vital component in cellular metabolism.
And in hormone production, we have the doctors right here. It has to produce cell membranes, put critical role in hormone production, okay? Including testosterone, progesterone, estrogen. You can't make hormones without it.
Going on with this article. In the context of blood cancers, cholesterol appears to have protective effects. Higher levels of HDL and its associated apolipoprotein A have been linked to reduced inflammation, improved immune cell function. These fats, lipids, can regulate cancer cell proliferation and modify the function of macrophages and other immune cells. Additionally, cholesterol is crucial for the homeostasis of your hematopoietic system, which produces blood cells. The study shows that very low cholesterol levels disrupt this balance, potentially increasing the risk of malignant transformations in plasma cells.
Right.
The study also found that the relationship between cholesterol and plasma cell neoplasms was particularly pronounced in males and individuals over 60 years of age. The use of cholesterol-lowering drugs didn't reduce the risk of blood cancers.
No, as a matter of fact, here the doctor was instilled on hundreds of clinical trials medically, and here they're still the doctors reporting. Researchers designed a population-based case-controlled study of the two most common subtypes of breast cancer, invasive ductal carcinoma and invasive lobular carcinoma, ILC and IDC, among women 55 to 74 years of age. They reported that current users of statins had an 83% increased risk of invasive ductal carcinoma and a 97% increased risk of invasive lobular carcinoma compared to those who had never used statin drugs. And thyroid cancer is increasing at epidemic rates, especially in women. When compared to controls, researchers reported, and they had the clinical trials data, reported a 40% increase of thyroid cancer in users of statin medications. Are we hearing this?
Yep.
Breast cancer,
yep.
and thyroid cancer, and they talk about why this is hidden, because they want to be selling the drugs, and all the clinical trials are reported.
It's the biggest selling drug in the world.
Yes, and they talk about that, and then they go into how it lowers all the hormones. But here's a Health Canada. These are Canadian doctors. They just did big warnings related to statins, including muscle pain, rhabdomyolysis, myopathy, muscle pain, memory loss, interstitial lung disease, increased blood sugar, diabetes.
Muscle pain. Just
yes.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Muscle pain.
Myopathy.
Why is there pain in the muscle?
Those drugs rob the body of CoQ10, which is necessary for muscular function.
Yes, but with the CardioQ10, you create new muscle.
That's exactly right.
Without it, you're starving
muscle. And the muscles break down.
And the statin drugs deplete the CardioQ10.
That's exactly right. increased blood sugar, diabetes. In the U.S., the Food and Drug Administration warns about memory loss, confusion, increased blood sugar, diabetes, and the NIA, National Institute of Health, warns that statin cause rhabdomyolysis.
Which is breakdown.
Muscle breakdown.
That's right.
Permanent kidney damage, coma, and death.
Wherever there's a human cell,
good grief.
The statin drugs deplete the energy of that cell.
That's right.
And that cell then becomes weaker and weaker, and you have more weaknesses or ill health symptoms, and then a certain function doesn't function anymore.
No, and then people wonder why they don't have the hormones. Here it is. And then they're still reporting here, cholesterol produces cell membranes, plays a major role in hormone production, including testosterone, progesterone, estrogens, bile acids for fat digestion, central for the brain, which contains 25% of the body's total cholesterol, critical for brain cell connections that allow you to think, learn, and form memories. When you reduce your cholesterol, these connections do not work, and you don't even make the hormones.
Yep.
How much do you have to hear, right?
Well, you never hear it from the government. You never hear it from the drug industry, for sure, because they hide all that information.
No, but these are medical doctors reporting that. And these are the Canadian doctors saying the same thing. And the supplements they say to protect yourself, right at the top of the list is the CardioQ10. Mitochondria are known as the powerhouse of the cell. They take energy and release it as adenosine triphosphate, necessary for muscle contraction, nerve impulse, protein synthesis. Insufficient CardioQ10 prevents ATP production, and studies show that statin use results in mitochondrial DNA damage, impairing muscle function in the heart and blood vessels. They also make the point that vitamin K2 is needed for proper blood coagulation, essential to avoid calcium deposits in the arteries. So it's crucial for cardiovascular, and vitamin D3. Okay? So again, they give supportive nutrients, but the top of the list is the CardioQ10.
And we have the CardioQ10 at Alive and Well.
Good grief.
It's the most effective cell rejuvenator that there is. It's good, solid nutrition. Feeds your body. Feeds the cells. Keep in mind, we're made of a godzillion numbers of cells, and all those cells have mitochondria. And CardioQ10 rejuvenates those mitochondria, whether it's the brains, the eyes, the heart, the liver, the kidneys, or your little toe. It has mitochondria. It needs energy. Mitochondria provide the energy. The CardioQ10 gets the blood and nutrients in the cell to create that energy.
Yes, you know, here's a woman, Dr. Kate Riom, was talking about clearing brain fog, okay? And the fading away of brain function, okay? Brain fog, okay? And then she is talking here that when our brain experiences inflammation, it disrupts normal cognitive function, just like you've said, Dan, leading to symptoms like difficulty concentrating, mental fatigue, and foggy feeling. Neuroinflammation triggers brain fog. That's nerve inflammation, like you have said, okay? Stress, depression, anxiety, insomnia, viral infections, all of these things. And then she makes the point, this made the top of the list for helping to offset brain fog is the super pure omega-3 fatty acid high concentrations. Mm-hmm. Has been shown to possess anti-inflammatory process. These omega-3 supplements alleviate brain fog. And that's interesting because Dr. Russell Blaylock talks about that same thing, that it's the master of brain support. High potency omega-3 fish oils are the building blocks for your brain's 86 billion nerve cells.
Get that? Unbelievable. What the human body is just so phenomenal, so incredible. All life is just so phenomenal, because all life functions on a cellular level. And God knows you can't see a cell, a human cell or an asparagus cell, but they perform functions which create the life within that form of life. It's just staggering. What nutrition really does, and what the pollutants and what the drug industry, which pollutes the body. Again, the drug industry does not create life.
No,
it reduces symptoms.
Right.
And those symptoms, the cause of those symptoms continues. But so that calls for more drugs.
And Dr. Russell Blaylock says, since your body can't make those 86 billion nerve cells, you must get your omega-3s through supplementation, because these more omega-3s produce larger, more functional brain. Scientific reviews concluded that omega-3 fatty acids play a critically important role in promoting healthy outcomes associated with age-related cognitive decline in older adults. Okay, and they say these EPA and DHA promote blood flow to memory critical areas of the brain and support a balanced inflammatory response. But in addition, these omega-3s also promote heart health. Okay, so that's a really critical thing. Okay,
and those omega-3s are EPA and DHA. Those are the abbreviations for eicosapentaenoic and docosahexaenoic fatty acids, and those fatty acids put out fire. And those fatty acids build good, strong membranes, cell wall membranes and connective tissue. And in so doing, it lets everything else in your body function at a better level of performance.
That's right.
It's just that simple. It's food.
It's absolutely critical. And remember that your brain is a fat. And 50 to 60% of that fat is made up of the super pure omega-3. We have a high concentration. Could you talk about that?
Do I ever.
A very high concentration.
Very
omega-3.
You put me on the spot, honey.
Go ahead.
All I've got to do, each capsule of super pure omega-3 fatty acids of fish oil. Fish oil is just as efficient as krill oil or other oils, marine oils. It's the EPA-DHA content that's in each capsule that's important. And the Alive and Well EPA-DHA levels are the highest on the market. We have several other brands of fish oil and other krill oils and other things in the store for your option. But the super pure omega-3 gives you the ideal dosage.
That's okay? Right. Tremendous. You have incredible things. You have the wondrous pain power, stopping inflammation anywhere in the body. All nutrients, no allergens, no animals. And no side effects whatsoever. None of the terrible side effects with the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs or any of the other drugs. None of that. But stopping the pain, stopping the inflammation. We get reports on that all the time. It is just wondrous to hear. And we ourselves know the great fruit of all that wonderful pain power can do for you. Pain power.
Well, power is a combination. It's a combination of so many anti-inflammatories, are so effective.
That's right.
This is Dennis Jones.
Yeah, and remember, we are here for you. And this is Mona Jones.
Yes.
Right.
And we're going to wrap this show up any second now. Okay. Let us remind you one more time, folks.
That
optimum health is
alive and well in Kahului. Aloha.
You
want
to do that again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, just do the ending.
Yeah. Okay,
three.
So this is, okay, just from which point, just from
Dennis
me.
Jones.
Yeah. Okay.
3, 2, 1.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is
alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.